Well, it's coming up to the season, isn't it?
It is. And, of course, the Tourism Oscars, they've come out today. These are Visit England finalists for its 2017 Awards for Excellence, described as the most prestigious awards in English tourism.
Now, you know me, Matt. I like a little bit of glamping.
Bit of glamping.
Yeah. Yes, you're going to have to.
For these, because people get confused about camping, glamping.
It's glamorous camping.
Glamorous camping.
But it's got all home comforts, and you can often take your dog with you as well.
Is that why Visit England have come up with this new category called Glamping Provider of the Year?
I think it is. And the good news is that a Devon business is in the running. This is the North Devon-based Longlands, which is situated near Combe Martin. And the owner is Bella Given, who's on the line now. Bella, thank you for joining us, and congratulations.
Yeah, well done, Bella.
Pretty big deal then to get shortlisted, yes?
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Pippa. Absolutely. We're thrilled and delighted. Yeah, we've worked really hard, and it's so nice to get recognised in such a prestigious award, as you say, the Oscars of the tourism industry.
Can you really call it glamorous camping, though? We've been having a look at your website, Bella, and it all looks very, very, very lovely.
It's not really camping, but is it? It's very glamorous.
Is it camping?
Well, we would prefer boutique hotel with canvas sides, but we haven't really found a catchy way of saying that. So we'll stick with glamping until we do.
So Brilliant. Describe to us exactly what you've got there, yeah?
Well, we have five safari lodges nestling into a hillside of a secret valley. And they look over our lake and the valley down to the sea that's out at Combe Martin. So when guests are sitting out on their deck enjoying a glass of wine, they get to watch the sun set on the sea right in the distance. And obviously we're really lucky. We've got the wonderful Woolacombe, best beach in Britain, just 20 minutes away. And we're right on the border of Exmoor National Park. So utterly magical setting and location. And even on our site, we've got a lake and boats, streamside walks, ancient woodlands. I mean, it really is the ultimate way to escape the modern world.
And hang on, don't forget the dinosaur park. I mean, you missed the dinosaur park. Come on, Bella, please.
But to me, I've looked at what you've got there, and it doesn't look to me like you've got camp beds. That looks very comfortable.
No, they're not camp beds. I mean, this is what glamping is all about. I mean, it's about getting back to nature as you would with your camping, but the luxury and glamorous bit is because you have a proper bed. Most of us, in fact, we certainly ensuite facilities, so you have a shower and a separate bathroom, wood burning stove. So when you come and stay, you really only need to bring your clothes and your toothbrush. And in fact, if you forgot that, we do sell those in our on-site shop.
I thought that you might get that
this
in.
This is a far cry from camping when I was a child.
Yeah, this is glamping.
We had the luxury, you know, side of camping for us was having an air bed, but it slowly deflated during the night.
Goodness me.
Everyone had one of those, didn't they? They'd wake up on the floor.
You were lucky. I mean, luxury for us.
I know, that was luxury
when we were camping was to have a lid on the bucket.
Things have changed, Bella.
A lot of people back in the 70s didn't have lids, Bella. So we've moved along.
I mean, it really is such a sector that's growing so fast. The interest in glamping is just going from strength to strength.
Yes, but is it a fad? Is that a concern? Because, you know, things come and go, fashions come and go. And is this glamping thing going to start fizzling out in years to come?
I really don't think so. I think it's just a reflection of how everybody's raising their expectations of a holiday. And, you know, once it was camping, and now they want it all on site, ready for them to use. And I really don't think the interest in trying to escape the modern world, down tools, get back to the countryside and back to nature, is going to go away anytime soon. And particularly when you combine that with a luxurious setting, you know, Matt, you can sit out on your deck, listen to the owls at the night and the sound of the stream and the wind in the trees.
Perfect.
It's magical.
Well, I hope that your business goes from strength to strength. When are the Tourism Oscars taking place then, Bella?
Yeah, when do you know?
They take place on Monday the 24th of April, so we have to wait with bated breath until then. But we're celebrating regardless, because to be in the top three is wonderful news. Whatever the results on the 24th of April, we're thrilled.
Everything's crossed for you. And Bella, lovely to chat. Thank you.
Yeah, and a brilliant name as well. Where did the surname Given come from? Bella Given.
I don't know. Yeah, my the history, there aren't many of us around. I think there was a caddy in the Masters in America, and there's certainly a footballer with the surname given. But yes, it's my married name, so I'm not quite sure of all the history behind it. But no, yes.
You're going with it.
Unusual.
Bella, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Pippa. Bye-bye.
Lovely way to get back to nature,
I
but without having to put up with
any buckets.
Yeah.